You don't mess around. You've been quite busy in rebuilding this team straight away, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's something there. You know, it's been done. It's something that's gone on. I think what everyone must be very conscious of. A lot of people have left the club that are very good people. You know, they really, really are. They're very good football people. They've been at the club for a long time. In some cases, not so long in others. And you know, there's a lot of good people in football clubs. There's always changing. You know, new managers always want to change stuff. And I think that's more to the fore of what I wanted to do due to them reasons rather than a lot of the other reasons that some people might think. Mm. You know, I've got great respect for everyone who's left the club, you know, and I certainly wish them every success in whatever they decide to do in the future.
How important is it for you to have your own guys, you know, people that you can shape this team, that you've worked with before?
Yeah, I think that's important. I think any manager would say that. You know, I think any manager would want to do that. And it's not so much for when things are going well. It can be more for the downsides, you know, because every manager will have his downsides, every manager will have the low points, and you know, that's when sometimes staff are important, as you know, they know how to pick it up or they know the right things to say. And I think that's why people always follow people about. It's sometimes more for the negative side than the positive side, because in football clubs, when you're winning and everything's going well, it's easy to roll along. You know, it's the more important sides of when it's not going so well, and you know, when things have to change in different areas, that you know, you fall heavily onto your staff then. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, that we want to change some of the things that I do, you know, to work with people that I have worked with before and people I know.
We've just had a chance to meet Liam. Can you just tell us, you know, why you and him work so well together?
It's football's very funny. You know, I got put with Liam when I come back from Ireland, and you know, Liam had a great opportunity to manage the team at Accrington at the time. He was temporary manager and he was doing well. You know, and we got put together, and to be fair, along with Les Parry, who was Tranmere manager, we hit it off really well. You know, we all seemed to enjoy each other's company. We seemed to speak long and hard about football, and you know, we all had not similar philosophies on the game, but we all could listen to each other's point of view and then come up with a balanced sort of thing of what we want to do. So, you know, certainly when I was leaving Accrington, both for Les and Liam, you know, it was tough, you know, and we always said that if the opportunity arose where we could work together again, it's something that we'd rather do quickly rather than wait a long time.
Is it something that all sort of came together at the end of the season quite quickly, or is it something that maybe had a longer-term vision to it that you always envisioned that Liam would come to work with?
No, I think in football, you know, things change quickly. You know, it's all about times and places. You know, football management is about time and places. You know, sometimes you can see, you know, there's all kinds of aspects of it. If you look at Chris Morgan down at Sheffield United today, who's managing the team, who was with Danny last week. It's all time and place. It's football, you know, and now and again an opportunity will arise. And I know, because obviously I would speak to Liam regularly, you know, and knew there was one or two things that were going on at Accrington that he wasn't overly happily. And then, you know, and that's football, you know, and all of a sudden come the time when, you know, I decided to make a few changes at the club, you know, and I looked at my options that would be available. And, you know, you don't make these decisions lightly. These are decisions that will affect my future, will affect my family's future, will affect my football career. So anyone who thinks any of these decisions are made lightly couldn't be further from the truth. You know, so when the decisions are made, it's hopefully in the agreement of all parties. You know, and that's the important thing, that everyone's happy with the outcomes. You know, and I think when that was sort of where we knew we could go, it was certainly a road that I wanted to go down.
How important are these first few weeks of an off-season now?
I think what you must look at, I don't think there's a football club in the country that don't look to improve. I think the clubs that nowadays, where you think you're doing well enough, well, I can guarantee you in football it changes quick. You know, and we're at a point in our club where we finished eighth. You know, what is success for this club? If next year we were finished to third, does that mean we can all go on holiday and have 3 weeks off? I wouldn't have thought so. So I think football clubs are hugely about, you know, progression, the wanting to do better, and we want to do better. If we won the league by 20 points next year, or we finish 12th next year, whoever sits in seats at management, you must want to do better. So I think that the days when you can sit back and say, well, we're doing okay, that's for other managers to say. You know, we just want to get better daily, and that's, you know, that's the process where we're at.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Paul, but you seem like the type of manager who wouldn't feel comfortable almost having time off this summer. Is that accurate?
I think that's a valid point, because one thing I'll never, ever do, and I'll never, ever want to hear people saying, is criticising people who've been here. I think it's so wrong. I think it's in football, everyone has different opinions and different things. And, you know, I don't like to hear some of the things that in modern day football can be a very cruel game. You know, and there's a lot of people in football who all think they know more than other people. I can guarantee you, you don't. football's about opinions, it's about players. It's about a structure of a football club that makes your club strong and better. We have ethics that we're going to try our best to work through, you know, and we'll stick to them, and hopefully that'll see us progress. How quickly can we progress? Who knows? But certainly I feel by trying to put these pieces in place quickly won't half help us.
Did you need a summer? It's difficult to change a lot during a season, isn't it?
I think in so much the summer give us an opportunity to do it with lads' contracts out, you know. If you look at Neil Trotman, for example, you know, Neil Trotman was outstanding for this club at the last part of the season. He really, really was. He was a credit to himself and a credit to the club. You know, but I have to make decisions going forward, and I make them for all different reasons. I make them sometimes for geographic reasons, where lads live, where the training schedules are going to be, where for every reason, you know, and sometimes these decisions aren't easy, because when you let players go, the likelihood is you must bring better in, or you must try your best to bring better in. And I can guarantee you, we won't get everyone right. That's for certain, you know, and a lot of lads who've left this club are very good players. Make no bones about it, they're good players who can go on and have strong careers. And as a manager, I wish any lad who's played for me, I wish them the best of luck. And there'll be no one happier than me sometimes to see lads go away and do well. Because football's about what you do yourself, it's not about what other people do.
Do you have to cut costs, or do you want to cut costs?
With our chairman at the top end of the table, the chief exec, I can guarantee supporters, cost cutting and words like that, I have never heard them. I've never heard them at the club. I've heard things about winning and being successful and promotion and cost cutting for everyone. Mm. I think if any man goes out and spends more money than he's got and stuff like that, my job's to run the club properly. You know, it's not probably, that's the wrong word, is to run it my way. That's the best thing I can say. You know, whether that means we spend heavily on players tomorrow and not so much that'll happen. You know, we're going to bring good players into the club. When I leave the club, the next manager will bring good players in. Football's about change. It always is. And, you know, for us going forward, we want to be a very competitive team next year. We're not going to put targets out there that are unrealistic. I think any team who starts in the league and is not aiming to win the league, there's something to win.
Tell us about the lads that you've offered new contracts to and why you want to keep them.
I'm not going to get drawn into that at the minute. I'm not going to get drawn into that one. I think that's a little bit disrespectful in terms of everything. One of the things that happens at our club with moving to the new stadium and, you know, with everything else that goes on is that sometimes, and especially with agents today, we get seen as a soft touch with money. We get seen as, well, you know, you come into the ground and everyone thinks that. I think sometimes money should follow success. And I don't have a problem here, and I'm sure our chairman does, and chief exec, everyone, where we start paying for a bit of success. We've got no problems with that. Sometimes we've got a deal and we might have to lose a player or two along the way to do that. You know, but we want lads to come here to play for Chesterfield. We want them to come here to be successful. We want them to come here to be a springboard for their career for whatever reason.
You talked then about, you know, maybe having to sacrifice a player or two. Is that, I mean, the decision to put Sam Hurd on the transfer list, is that sort of an example of that?
No, that's a purely footballing decision. That's a very respectful decision to a not so much a senior player, but he is a senior player in terms of us. He's been club captain here. That's a very, very respectful decision from us as a club, because what we're really saying to Sam is the likelihood is you would not start in the team, and we're being respectful to you. If you want to look at that situation and fight for your place, so be it. But I think that's a little bit of respect both from us to Sam and from Sam to us, that sometimes at football clubs it doesn't fit. Sam Hurd's had a fantastic career. He's a fantastic footballer. But we want to pair people together in our team. And one of the things I don't think is that pairing Sam with Liam Cooper is an ideal pairing for League Two. Mm. I personally think Sam Hurd's a very good player. But I also think Liam Cooper's a very good player. So my job sometimes is to get the best pairs together that I think will take us forward.
I want to throw some names your direction. Owen Doyle is a player that has talked about the fact that he's going to move south now. Is he signed a pre-contract? What is the situation?
I don't know. He plays for Hibernian. So I don't know. You'd be better. Don't speak about other people's players. Owen Doyle plays for Hibernian. He's got league games left and a cup final. The minute we sign a player and he's in the door, I'll speak about him.
Is there anything close, though, not with just specifically him, but in terms of an overall bringing players in? How quick do you want to sort of get business done, perhaps?
Today, tomorrow, every day. We come into work to try and get signings done. It's very much what we're doing. Nowadays, agents want to create a market. They want to take offers around. And we're trying our best not to get involved in it. We're trying our best to sign players today. As you can see, my tactics are working. I haven't signed anyone. So my tactics are great at the minute. But we're out there and, every day we're working very hard to sign players. And, you know, nowadays, sometimes agents don't want deals done so quick. Well, they'll have them done if it suits them. And I'm not knocking agents. Agents are very much part of the game. a lot of agents are very good agents and look after the players well. You know, we just want to get lads committed to the club. We want to try and put our squad in place. We've got a pre-season trip planned to Portugal to gel together with the new players. We've got pre-season friendlies lined up. We've got a training schedule lined up. We're good to go. We just need some players in there to help it.
Have you got any interest in Ryan Creswell?
We got interest in all good players. Ryan's a contracted player for Southend. He's had a fantastic year down here. He's a Sheffield lad, played for Rotherham. He's a good player. You know, he's a Southend player, and I respect that more than anything. You know, we could speak about all players in the league who are good players. We're after good players. We're after every good player about, and I wouldn't be doing my job, and the staff who come in wouldn't be doing their job if we weren't aware of players and after them. What people must respect, sometimes speculation isn't good for anyone. You know, there'll be a lot of names that people touch on purely out of chance. That'll probably be right. There's a lot of names people touch on that couldn't be further from the truth. Ryan's got another year left on his contract at Southend, and he's very much their player.
One more name, Bocco at Accrington.
Again, Bocco's similar. He's an out-of-contract player. You know, we would have an interest in Bocco. Bocco, like most players, has got other offers and stuff like that. So, you know, again, we'll do our best to sign any good players. If we feel he fit the criteria, we'll try our best to sign him. If it doesn't work out, what we're not going to get drawn into as much as we can is prolonged talks. You know, I don't think prolonged talks end anyone. You know, a lad comes in here tomorrow to have talks with us, he must get a vibe that he wants to play for this club. If money's his big goal, then don't sign.
In terms of squad size, some managers think bigger the better. Others prefer to work with a smaller squad. Have you got any preference there?
Yeah, I'd like to work with a smaller squad. Again, some fans will probably say it's cost-cutting. It's got nothing to do with cost-cutting. I find it's very hard to keep players happy who are out the team, and rightly so. And then if you've got kinds of bodies sitting in the stand, sometimes their attitude towards the club and the team itself isn't the best it should be. It's not a criticism, it's just a fact. I want to try and create a close-knit squad that can, you know, that can represent us properly, that can all pull in the same direction without feeling that, being an outsider. And then, unfortunately for us, if we have any major problems with injuries, etc., that we have to go into the loan market. You know, that would be something that I would want to do secondary rather than primary.
Can that disrupt a team sometimes, having too many loans?
I can only speak from what I think of. Are you with me? I'm on about, for example, Mark Richards is a great striker, contracted player. If he was to get an injury next year, then we go in the loan market to replace him for a short period of time.
Sure.
Are you with me? That's all I'm on about. Whereas if we have a squad of 26, I could have been fighting with a striker for the last 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden I find myself putting him in the team. So all me fighting with him goes out the window. I just want people who are focused, and when we're winning, that they're happy that we're winning. And at some clubs, I do feel sometimes players out the team, they're not so happy when the teams are winning.
It was such a competitive division, League Two, and I suspect it's going to be the same again next year, especially with teams like Portsmouth coming into the division. Is that how you see it? Is it sort of it looks like it's one of the more competitive divisions in English football. Will that stay the way?
I don't really look, to be honest with you. I don't really look at other teams. If I look at other teams, I think you'd start getting scared. I think if you look at what other teams spend, you'd get absolutely gobsmacked. You know, we've been seen as some big spending club as of late, and I think it's quite common knowledge. I'd be surprised if we were in the top 10 in spending in this league. I think a lot of teams can possibly tell lies about what they spend. It's amazing what you get and you hear as a manager when you ask about another player and you find out what they're on. It'd take your breath away in League Two. So I think we'll concentrate on ourselves. I think we'll concentrate on putting a squad together under the budget that we pay. And then we'll concentrate on training very hard and working hard and getting that desire and appetite in our players to be successful. What is success?
Does it make your life harder, though? The fact that there is a perception that this club has been big spenders in the past, or that they may well be again this summer?
It's the famous one that, you know, in the end, a lot of people don't know what we spend. You know, a lot of people say, well, Chesterfield are spending this and, you know, Chesterfield are spending that. I don't ever speak about what other clubs spend. I never will. I don't ever speak about how other clubs play. I don't ever comment on how other clubs are performing. It's not my business. I know we have a very competitive budget. I know we've got a very strong chairman that wants success. I know we've got a fantastic board, a fantastic chief executive that work very, very hard to make this club successful. My job is to work as hard for them as they are for me. We have a budget in this league that, in my opinion, can get us out the league. My job is to make sure we do it.
In terms of the core element of this team, Liam was talking about how work ethic and work rate is really at the heart of it. You know, is that something that is easy to instill upon a team? Is it something that you have to really work at as a coaching staff?
I think what you must respect is that all managers are different.
Yeah.
You know, every manager is different. Every manager has their own philosophies. And what people are always trying to do, and especially to go into management, it's like, well, the players aren't fit enough. I don't know why people comment like that. That's not their job to speak about it. They're in charge of training from Monday to Friday, so do something about it. You know, we can only say how we want to be. We'd certainly never, ever get into criticising other clubs. What I would suggest, if you're going to play for us next season, you're going to work. I thought that's what we were here to do. You know, so again, does that mean we're going to be the fittest? I don't know. What I do know is that we'll leave no stone unturned in our pursuit of success.
Finally, a goalkeeping coach. Is that something that you will look to? I know some teams have part-time goalkeeping, sometimes full-time. Is that a sort of an area that you will look to appoint someone at?
We're a professional club. We want a professional setup, which is what we've got. And within that professional setup, we'll have every coaching position, everything covered. You know, at the end of the day, we're here to for players to improve and players to get better. I always like to think, from my time at the club, and it's only for me, that we improve every player at the club, whether that be physically, mentally, you know, ability-wise, by practising more. You know, that's my job to do. We've got goalkeepers at the coach that need coaching, so I'm sure it's a position we'll fill.
Anything close there?
No, we're not going to, again, you know, I don't like getting into the speculating one. You know, I think, you know, as I say, the lads that left, Mark Crossley was a fantastic servant to this club, and he's a right good lad. You know, sometimes with the changes, it's not due to the fact if people don't do the jobs well. That couldn't be further from the truth. Mark was fantastic for the goalkeepers of this club, and another lad who I know, and I do know he'll go on and have a right good career wherever he goes.